Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
All right, glory to God. I said glory to God. Ask your neighbor, say, how are you doing? I say, ask your neighbor now. Ask now. Say, how are you doing? They didn't get a reply. What did they say? Yeah? What is your neighbor saying? Yeah, he said he has eaten rice. You should not be eating rice by this time now. If your neighbor say he has eaten rice. Does your neighbor say he has eaten rice? This is not the time to eat rice. They should go for beans. Something that will hold their stomach. Beans and eba or something. What a combination. Glory to God. All right. Good news. We have not only been fruitful physically, we have been spiritually fruitful. Glory to God. All right. As at today, there is the date. A ample date. Okay. As at yesterday, if I'm not incorrect, the people doing this tag, always put the date. Huh? So we can know where we are moving. So as at yesterday, we have won 78 souls. Yes, of the project Save 300 souls that we are currently ongoing. Hallelujah. At the end of today's teaching, may none of you be spiritually barren. You understand at the end of the teaching that may you not be spiritually barren. That everybody is contributing their quota except you. Let me push my volume up a bit. And please gain sufficient sound online. That at the end of everything, you will not be spiritually barren. Amen. That when everybody is contributing their quota, you now say, I don't have anything to give. All right, glory to God. So, we have been considering reproduce now that you are safe, right? And then last week, we lay a solid foundation. What did we define reproduce as? We said spiritually, right? To reproduce means to what? Okay. Yes, we can be as loud as possible. Be loud so I can hear you. Yes, 2, 3, go. Be loud about it again. To reproduce means to what? And kingdom living. Great. All right. So we say it's to what? To replicate or multiply the life of Christ, the life and nature of Christ in others through intentional soul winning. Discipleship and kingdom living. Are we feeling cold? Eh? Are we feeling cold? Please help them reduce the AC. Help them reduce the AC. Because even me that I'm standing, the AC is eating me very well. Now you talk about people that are sitting. Alright. Glory to God. Alright, so we gave a number of scriptures that I want us to go back to. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, for example. We read the Amplified MSG translation of it. He said, God said to them, he said, and God blessed them and said, he said, prosper. That was an exclamation. Prosper and do what? Reproduce. Prosper and reproduce. Genesis Numbers chapter 2 verse 20. We also make reference to where the Bible says what? He said, the Lord our God shall prosper us and we his servants shall arise and do what? And build. Numbers chapter. Please, I need somebody that is very fast behind the projector. Because what we need to do today is a lot of scriptures will be going from one scripture to another. Then John chapter 15, verse 16. He said, you did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. He said, and that fruit will remain. And then we also make reference to Luke 13, verse 6 to 9. You can go and re-listen to the message again. And then there's this one that stood out for me. Matthew 21:19 Amplified Translation. Matthew 21:19 Amplified Translation. Matthew 21:19 Amplified Translation. Matthew 21:19 Amplified Translation. And then later on, you can go and check John 15:1-8. But stay in this Matthew 21:19 Amplified. And then Matthew 28:18-20. And then Mark 16:15-18. You can check all of those scriptures later. Glory to God. I just pray in the spirit, just very briefly under your breath. Again. I said, leave this on the screen. Pray. Pray in the spirit. Leave that scripture on the screen for me. Just pray. Don't wait for in Jesus' name, have you prayed? Pray. 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 For in Jesus' mighty name, have we prayed. All right. I want our hearts to be in one place, void of distraction, as much as it depends on us. All right, please, can we read the scripture together? Is here, and as he saw one, we are reading together now. We are now, do like somebody that is eating today. Yes, 2, 3, go. Okay. And found, wait, he found what? Now, wait, leave, is leave nothing? Is leaves nothing? Eh? That one I want to ask. Is leave, when is it leaves? Is it nothing? Leave is substantial, but so that means that there can be a way that things are in your life, but in heaven they are nothing. Yes. That you have a lot of things around you, but when everyone are counting things, they did not count. It has burned, in fact, it has burned. So this man, this fig tree, I almost say man, this fig tree was gathering around itself leaves. But in everyone's account, that was nothing. Every person, just make sure your mind is here. That was nothing. He just gathered nothing around himself, nothingness. So the Bible said, as he went close, he found nothing but leaves. Leaves is part of something, but it was not what is needed. So there can be a way. Ah, okay, see my. Please help me celebrate my mother-in-law. I don't know why the position I have, please. Let me bring that to you. You don't want to come? Okay. Please help me celebrate her. Celebrate my mother-in-law. I've been looking for her since. And then I just saw her from this pillar. Please let me sit here. That is our mama's mother. And then if you have eyes, I don't need to tell you that. All right, glory to God. All right, so he said nothing but leaves on it. Seeing that in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. So the fig tree has this nature, according to this scripture, that when the leaves appear, you are going to see the fruit by the side. So that is why Jesus' expectation was not met. The fact that he came closer to the tree, saw leaves, but there's no fruit. And I'm praying for you again. May your life not be barren. In the name of Jesus. Alright. Having said that, I think it's safe now for me to write, right? It's safe for me to write, right? Alright. So, last week, what I titled last week's sermon was actually why Christians should reproduce. And then we wrote a number of things. That is why your life should be reproductive. Number one, we say is what? Is a divine command, not a suggestion. This is what I want to suggest to us. That as much as it depends on us, especially when we are considering series, what I want us to always do is before the service, always try and listen to the sermon again. Because even me that preach it, it was like I was lost, Because I was preaching one series, I'm preaching another series, I'm preaching one series, I'm preaching another series. Now I talk of you that are listening. So do well to listen to this, maybe that week, that a day to the meeting, or that same day, so that it can still be fresh in your head. Glory to God. All right, so we said number one is a divine command, right? Not a suggestion. Number two is what's one of the reasons why you should be productive spiritually. Number one, it's a divine command, not a suggestion. Number two is what? You were saved to save others. Great. Number three is what? Fruitfulness is the proof of life. Number four is what? Your reward in heaven. Number next is what? It makes your faith active. Active. Somebody say effective. And it was actually the explanation. That the sharing of your faith may become effective. Philemon 1:6. Number six is what? It secures divine backing. And I say, I get backing. I know the work, you know. And then while I was listening to this message, God was communicating to my heart that there are some of you here, you are trusting God for a miracle. You are trusting God for one thing or another. The backing you need is actually in saving souls. Because the Bible says that, and God confirmed following them with signs and wonders, as we saw in Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Mark 16:20. He said, and the Lord walked with them, confirming the word. The Lord walked with them, confirming the word. So one of the easiest way, I don't know who is behind this projector that is just moving up and down. One of the ways you can actually have the back end of heaven is that you do heaven's deed. Take for instance, now for example, hope you know that the money that your senators are stealing was because they were senators. And the government, when I say the government believe, because that would be strange. You know when the government is also shocked that the senator is using the money for the purpose they asked him to use it for? You know, that the governments are shocked that, hope you know that all these, our governors, I would say, they are working. We are not supposed to surprise you. The money they are giving them, the budget, hope you know, every annually they submit budget. The budget is for the repairing road, doing electricity and all of that. That's what they submit their budget for. But if they are not doing it, we are not shocked. May the truth not become a lie. That when even the government that are releasing the money, they do not believe that those people should use it for the reason. But naturally, if it is in a working environment, when you ask for budget, you don't just go and ask for budget if you are not representing a constituency. So you collect money on behalf of the... Do you know how many billions of whatever they say they are collecting? Billions of naira. They say they are collecting for this project. They are collecting for that project. Why? Because they believe they are representing a constituency. That is why they are giving them that kind of money. I get back here. I don't know why they are not giving me this scripture. I'm ministering. Now I know I'm the one ministering now. I ask you for a scripture. Mark 16:20. Now, the reason why you are not seeing the backing of heaven, the people that are in charge of light, see me too. This light has been blinking since. Now, the reason why this scripture is, he said, and the Lord walk with them and confirm his word. So, it's just like saying that you went to the Senate and said, this is my bill for social constituency. Say, which constituency? Is that you a senator first to start with? So, God cannot work in a project he's not aware of. So, the Bible says, and the Lord walk with them. So, one of the feedbacks that you are actually going to see God working with you is evangelism. That is one of the easiest ways to see God work with you. He said, the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord walk with them, and confirm his word. The Lord walk with me. I'm not alone. I say, I'm not alone. I say, I'm not alone. The Lord walk with them. The second one is 7. He said, the world is perishing. That is one reason why we should go out. The world, they perish. Tell your neighbor, the world, they perish. 8, he said, you reproduce who you are. 9, you said what? And then the last one is what? All right. So I want you to pray again. Pray in the spirit. Again. Don't worry, you know what? Later on, just pray in the spirit. Pray. 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 For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. I say, for in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. All right. Wow. You see, I don't want to start the topic yet. I have a topic I want us to consider today. I won't start with the topic yet. I will start with the scriptures we will read. Because we are going to read plenty of scriptures. So whoever is behind this projector, just do your hand like this first. Do your hand like this. Because we'll be moving from scripture to scripture and scripture to scripture. Father, bless our heart. All right. Genesis chapter 2. Actually, the sermon I prepared was changed today. No, not today. Was changed when I got... No, was changed from when I was coming. Then completely changed when I got here. When I got to church. So, I think I just prepared this sermon. After some of you saw me here. That is when this one was prepared. So, that's why I say it's going to be from scripture to scripture. But if time permits, I'm going to read a number of things to us. But I am telling you the truth, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. How many of you have come from polygamous home? Polygamous, that is, you are privileged to experience what polygamous look like. We don't know polygamous, like your dad married two wives. I'm not saying that your mom married two husbands. No. Okay, Mr. Victor. Okay, he's raising his hand. Please stand. Is that still the truth still now? Was there a balance in the experience? It was not balanced. Okay. Your mom, is this the first or second wife? Second wife. All right, please see it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that courage. God honor you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Now, because some of you are still here, you also came from polygamous home, but you say you don't want to raise your hand. But no problem. It was a parent's decision, not yours. Now, look at this. From polygamous home, you see, most times, even when I read my Bible, I know that polygamous will not work. Even from the Bible. It has never worked. I'm going to show us instances. There were two people that were sisters. Rachel and Leah. They were sisters and they make the polygamous home. They gave us the template of why polygamous will never work. You hope you know when they were sisters, everything was cool. Until the two of them married the same man. That was when courage starts. Fight and everything starts. Between the two of them. They were not, in fact, they were doing competition. But you will see all of these things I'm saying in a notch. Very soon. Very soon. Now, give me Ephesians. Let me start from Ephesians. You are going to give me Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. Then Genesis chapter 17 from verse 1 to 8. And then from there, we'll fly to 15 and 16. Now, very quickly, let's read together. And then you are going to give me Genesis chapter 30 from verse 1 to 8 also. And then we will now fly again to 16 to 9. Now, please, can we read this together? And then you are going to give me Galatians chapter 4, verse 21. All right. I've written all of this scripture down. That's why I say we'll move from scripture to scripture. There are plenty. Because of what I want to, the topic I actually have in front of me. All right. Please, can we read this together? This is a... But I am talking about... This is a profound mystery. He's saying that this Christ and the church you want to talk about is a mystery. That I'm talking about Christ and the church. Now, carry me to 25, verse 25, so you understand why he says it's a mystery. Very quickly. Verse 25, very quickly. Husbands, just as Christ also, and gave himself up. So who is Christ in this scripture? Husband, who is the church in this scripture? Wife, right? So Christ is the husband. The church is the church is the. And then last week I said when it comes to spiritual fruitfulness, you are not a man. Because if you're a man in the realm of the spirit, you are going to be sterile. You will be infertile. Because the Bible is saying that, and now it will have been an heresy if it's not in the Bible. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll move on scripture. Don't worry, you'll get it. 1 Corinthians 11 from verse 1. Very quickly, very quickly. Then we'll now jump to verse 11 later on. Please, can we read this together? Follow my example as I follow the example of who? Christ. Yes, very quickly. He said, I praise you for remembering me in everything and for holding to the teaching, just as I pass them to you. Next verse. He said, now I want you to realize I'm here only myself. I want you to realize that who? Is, wait. The head of who?
is, so that means that if Christ is the head, Christ is the husband. If Christ is the head, Christ is the, so the man in this context, what is the man becoming? The, are we still on the same page? The wife is, the man is the, the man is the, okay, because before we even go too further, give me Revelation chapter 16, Revelation chapter 19 verse 6, Revelation 19 6, very quickly, and then you give me Revelation 21 verse 2, and then Revelation 21 verse, please, can we read this together? Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like what, loud peals of thunder, shouting hallelujah for our God reigns, verse 7, this is my emphasis. He said, let us rejoice and be glad, and give him what? For the wedding of the has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Who is getting married in this place? Who is getting married in this place? The Lamb. And his bride, who is the bride? The church. Next verse. No, don't worry, you see. He said, fine lining and all of that has been given her to wear. Which stands for the righteous heart of the saints. Next verse. That is, go back. What has been given her to wear? Go back now. I said go back. Verse 8. He said, for lining, bright and clean, was given her to wear. This is like the wedding gown. What has been given her to wear? What does this lining stand for? Righteousness of this, that is the righteous heart of the saint. Now, when you give your life to Christ or receive the life of Christ, what do you become? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. The Bible says, he made him who was no sin to become sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God. So what it implies is that every man that is wearing this righteousness is wearing that wedding gown. Yeah, yes. So that righteousness that you are wearing is a wedding gown to say that now you are married. Now that you are married, now we are married or something like that. Theophilo Sunday. What is that song again? Now that we are married or something like that. Eh? Rebecca, you don't know the song. Eh? Ah, Theophilo does not know the song. Good. What is now happening? And she sang it. And Theophilo sang it. But now that we are married, something like that. It was Theophilo that was singing that song. Now look at this. What is the wedding gown that you wore? Hope you know in holy matrimony, the real holy matrimony, there's always honeymoon. After you wear that wedding gown, that is the first time that there's going to be intercourse that night. In holy matrimony. Some are matrimony, the holy has left. So in holy matrimony, the first time that they now say, hope you know some of them is acting. Now unveil the bride. Now say, ha, ah, now you may kiss the bride. Say, The devil is laughing that. The honey has gone. What is left in this thing that these guys have been? Are we on the same page? So the Bible is saying that wedding gown that we are wearing is righteousness. So you are married. The first, anytime you receive the life of Christ, you already got married. Because you are wearing the righteousness as the wedding gown. Are we on the same page? So the first day that you received the life of Christ, that was the day you became the bride of Christ. The day you receive the life of Christ is the day you became the bride of Christ. Say it to yourself, the day I received the life of Christ, I became the bride of Christ. Because the Bible says she was given what? She was given a clean lining cloth to wear. This lining cloth represents the righteous heart of the saint. And the Bible says he became sin that we may become the righteousness of God. That he that was not sin became sin, that we may become the righteousness of God. Just follow me carefully. You will get the story right later on. Please, have you ever seen a pregnant man? A pregnant man before? Heavily pregnant. I'm not saying that I have pot belly. Because that thing, you can't give birth to any, you can't give birth to any child. So please, when couples get married and they become husband and wife, is it the stomach of the husband they will be looking at? Or that of the wife? That of the... And then if after 5 years, the wife now decided to do flat tummy Jesus. Flat tummy, 5 years, 10 years. Hope you know the neighbors will start praying for them, even if they did not ask. Right? You will get this. You will get everything I'm saying. Don't worry. Please, who are you? Are you the bride of Christ, right? When you received the life of Christ, you became the bride of Christ, have you? Now, carry me back to the scripture where I was coming from in Corinthians. In Corinthians 11. Corinthians 11, very quickly. You will get it, don't worry. Corinthians 11. May I not be infertile? I am not going to be a barren. I am not going to be a barren bride. It is the bride that gives birth. It is the bride that gives birth. The essence of every intercourse is that the woman is the one that can give birth. No matter the promise the man has. Let me fly. I'll come back to this. I want to show you something. Give me Genesis 17 from verse 1. Genesis 17 from verse 1 to 9. And then I'll fly back to 15 to 15 and 16. Now, please, can we read together? When Abraham was what? The Lord appeared to him. 90 years old. 99 years old, because the person she was shouting 90, his own was more louder. That is to say that some of you, see, after this sermon, some of you are going to be very angry. You're going to be giving birth. Spiritually. You will understand it. Don't worry. Because this 99, he's shouting, he's louder. It was 90 I had. The people that have the reinformation are silent. That is, I hope you know that both God and the devil have people that are female to them. The devil is giving birth to more wayward children because the ones that have the real womb refuse to give birth to anything. You will get it. Wait. You will get this thing. Even from the Bible. Now, please, let's read it together. Oh, wait. Let me establish what I said. Give me Galatians. Don't worry. Galatians chapter 4, verse 21. Galatians 4, 21. I'll come back to this one. That's what happened when I have plenty of scriptures to explain. Please, can we read it together? Tell me, Next verse. It says, for it is written that Abraham had two... Wait. Abraham had two sons. One by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. That means that unrighteousness also has women that has womb. And righteousness also have women that have womb. If the womb of the righteous ones refuse to give birth, the womb of the unrighteous one will keep giving birth. When you got saved, that you received the life of Christ, you were given righteousness as a bride to reproduce after your kind. I already said it. But for everyone also that is not saved, they can also reproduce doubt. I want Jagaba Jinguzi. You know, they can reproduce after them. But if the womb of the one that can bring freedom is closed, I said the womb of the other woman can give birth. So the Bible is saying that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. Because if the free woman refused to give birth, the slave woman will. That is, now that you are born again, you receive the life of Christ. If spiritually you are not giving birth to children that are free, the other woman will give birth. And Jesus do not have any other bride to consult other than his bride. So if the bride of Jesus are taking contraceptive, they don't want to give birth, the other slave woman will keep giving birth. So when you gave your life to Christ, Jesus still remained the man. He's not a woman. So the only way procreation can still continue is through the bride of Christ. And there are two women. If the bride of Christ is taking contraception and say, I'm not giving birth, I'm afraid, whatever they abuse me, whatever, the other woman will keep giving birth.
Give me the next verse. Next verse. He said his son by the slave woman was born in the ordinary way. But his son by the free woman was born as a result of a promise. Next verse. He said these things may be taken figuratively, for the women represent two covenants. When you receive the life of Christ, you already represented the covenant. It is through you that heaven can reproduce. You are the womb of heaven on earth. But if you decide to close your womb and refuse to be infertile, the other woman will keep giving birth. And that is one of the reasons why I asked how many of us have come from a polygamous home before. I did not come from one, but I've watched movies. There have never been any form of peace in a polygamous home. You know what? It's lined up with competition. If the other woman gives birth, and the other woman is not giving birth, the other one will feel bad that I did not give birth. This one has given birth. If the other one give birth to only females, and the other one give birth to balanced diet, the other one will feel that, okay, the reason why my husband is doing this to me is because me, I have not had many child. Then they will come away from one prophet to another prophet. Then if for any reason scholarship open to the other one in the other house, that is not this thing. They will say it's because you love this one more than me. That is why you not allow my own children to have scholarship. As if he asked your children to be dull. So, anytime it comes to giving birth, I have never seen any polygamous home where the other woman is not giving birth to child and she's comfortable. She will soon leave her husband alone. She will soon leave the house. She did not give birth. In fact, most times, especially when it comes to the believers, the reason why the husband considered the second wife is because the first one did not give birth. God will give you light. May God not, because you are not doing what you are supposed to do, go and marry another person. Then you are now a backup plan. Because there are two covenants, and like Apusmua beautifully said, you're not taking action cannot delay God's agenda. You have not gone out now, yet we have saved 74 souls. Whether you still choose to go out or not, we will save the 300 souls. But me, I refuse that my womb will not produce a child out of 300. That a family is gathering. The man wants to give birth to 300 children. And only one woman is giving birth to all the children. Because there's an agenda now. God, we set a target that God is helping us with, that we want to save 300 souls. And you, with a womb that you will know that you are the righteousness of God, you did not offer your womb to contribute to heaven's agenda. Because there are two covenants. One by the slave woman. The other by the free woman. Righteousness actually means right standing with God. In as much as you have right standing with God, we can reproduce children that will be free. You are saved to save others. And that's why when we say reproduce, we say it is to replicate or multiply the life and nature of Christ in others through soul saving, discipleship and kingdom lifestyle. You see, next week is what I will do when I will dwell on kingdom lifestyle. If you are not loud about your kingdom lifestyle, a generation will be trained by psychophants and they will believe it's the right way to go. Whether or not you like it, a generation is already motivated now by influence, affluence, and wealth. That if whether or not you like it, that kingdom lifestyle, you say, the kingdom of God, and we should not have money. These guys are suffering, they want to have money. Hope you know now that parents are praying for their children to be Yahoo boys. Why? Wait, because now people have even substituted any person that have money, even if it's in kingdom way, provided he's young, they say he's a Yahoo boy. They have traced Yahoo to me too. They say I'm a Yahoo boy.
And I was like, oh God. Oh God. So now in the mind of people, they believe that the slave woman can make a better child. Because something has been damaged in people's mind. There have not been any person that represents true kingdom prosperity to us, apart from a few. So they think that what God planned for all generation was supposed to be planned for just one in the generation. In Genesis chapter 1, where we started from, the reason why he asked, he did not proceed for them to reproduce until he asked them to prosper. Genesis 1:28, MSG. He said, God bless them and said, prosper. They are not here. He said, on the strength of your prosperity, reproduce. What it means is that a generation can be trained. That the life and the nature of God can be dressed to a generation because somebody represented Christ well. Yahweh is not a motivation. The slave woman is giving birth, is reproducing. And the free woman child is keeping quiet. And even collecting, hope you know that there are some pastors that don't mind. If they can have 5-year-old boys in their church. Not me. But if you're young, when you have come, fine, come. When I make the altar call, run forward. Then restitution. You start a way to restitute all those money you stole. From people. Because it is never a delight. It is, I repeat, it is never a delight if it's making another person cry. So now, when they see God raise people, there are two ways the person is being raised. Either by ritual or by Yahweh. Something has been damaged in the mind of people that they cannot trace the reproductive system of the free woman. Because the free women children are silent and they are not reproducing. He said there are two covenants. So whether or not you preach, let me tell you the truth. If you are not preaching, hell is populating. Because hell, they don't preach like we do. They are subtle. Like Bibi Nanjana. Did they beg any person to come? Do you know how many billions of naira they are giving people to go and film them on pornography? On Bibi Nanjana. And you know the irony. I have seen some Bibi Nanjana people that after they have done nonsense, they now become brand ambassadors. Brand ambassadors. It's their governors that will receive them. Governor. That people, you know, sir. It's their governors that will receive them and say, you represent us well. Wow. 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 I didn't know the irony. If a Christian staged the same thing, which was what somebody like Reverend Chris Oyakhilome did, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, into the ministry, music industry, that he started modeling a kind of way that we encourage believers to sing and not go and join the other world. Do you know how many people criticize him for that? Then you ask children to do Bible quiz. Even the Bible quiz program you organize, you have not paid fully the venue. You have not fully paid for the venue. Is it the person that took first you now want to reward? Handsomely. And handsomely is relative. This can be handsome. Handsomely. You know what? You rewarded them handsomely. Why? Because something has been damaging us. We do not know that whether or not we like it, there are two women giving birth in the realm of the spirit. And if you refuse to give birth, the other woman will keep giving birth. Why is it that the womb of the covenant woman was shut? Why the other one, as soon as this guy sneezed close to her, she gave birth? Agar. As soon as Abraham came close, she gave birth. You now, you are the bride of Christ. Christ cannot give birth because he's a man. He is the husband. In fact, Christ is not looking for only twins. So if you can give back to a million at once, you collect it. Thanks to people like Billy Graham. Thanks to people like Ray Gonke. And Daniel Colender is doing an amazing job also recently. Pastor Kumi. Pastor here, Adeboye. You know, sometimes I used to think that when they say, even I say, I will be counting. Do you know what it means? This one, you're even begging people. Say now, save now, save now. Somebody is saying that you have just, I will count 1 to 10, we don't have all the time. And then if you are whatever, start running. Have you been to redemption camp? You see, wait. If during the Holy Ghost service, even if you are sleeping, by the time you hear people speak, you wake up. People will be going in their number, room, 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 to go and receive the life of course of God. God needs children that can give birth to millions at once. At once. Well, you can start from one. You can start from giving birth to one. But there is no marriage if the man really wants children that you are not producing children and they will not consider another person. Especially when you are not making attempts. You say, now, you say, no. You want to spoil my ship? As foolish as I stand it, that's how some of you are doing in the realm of spirit. Then God say, hey, speak now. You say, my demon, my demeanor, my clinical, my pure, my poise. And then when you finally open your mouth, you are doing like a fowl that call it catch. You say, hey, I don't, do you know Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost doesn't say me now. I say, pray to this guy. I say, these guys are used to approach us. These guys are not me. It's the same as when they say, hey, let's give birth to children. I say, my shape, figure 8, figure 9, my guitar shape, my clinical shape, my mic shape, my whatever shape. Do you want to spoil my shape? Do you want to whatever? Because actually, the truth is, for any life to come, something must die. There are two women represent two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children who are to be slaves. So whether or not we like it, the slave woman is doing her work. She is giving birth to children that will keep being slaves. But you now, that you have been giving the garments on the wedding day, let's reproduce your isn't contraceptive. Look at the next verse. Next verse very quickly. He said, now I can stand for this and correspond to the present city of Jerusalem because she is a slave, she is in slavery with her children. Next verse. He said, but the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother. Wait. Please read that again. This is actually another bride. Next verse. He said, for it is going to be glad. Who bears no, break forth and cry aloud. Wait. Break forth and cry aloud. If you are here, you have never saved any soul for Jesus. You are a barren woman. Spiritually. Especially if you are saved. And if you are not saved, you are here listening to me. I'm going to give you opportunity after this meeting for you to receive the life of Christ. Because whether or not you like it, you are either populating hell or populating heaven. You can't be on. There is no fence. You can't stand on the fence. He said, who bears no children, break forth and cry aloud. You have no labor pain. Now, look at this. The woman is crying. She's making every attempt to bear children. It is only you that you are a bride. That 5 years after you gave your life to Christ, you are still not giving God any child through your womb. 5 years. 6 years. Some people are going 60 years without giving back to a child and they did not cry out. Do you think, have you seen barren people? There was one family that when they wanted to give birth, 6 months they did not give birth. They have started crying. I said, ah, what are these ones? 6 months. Yeah, we say 6 years. You are 6 months. 6 months. They are concerned that, ah, we are ready to give birth. Why are we no one conceiving? Ah, what? The woman is concerned too. She will go and check all the whatever. She go to the hospital and say, go, come now, let's go to the hospital. But do you know the irony in this context? If for any reason on earth, if people are not conceiving, it can either be from the man or the woman. But when it comes to spiritual, if people are not conceiving, it's the woman. Because the sperm count of heaven is heavy. Jesus cannot be impotent. You don't get it. Is that confident you use one and say so? All you know is a partnership. There's no woman that give birth alone. I say, nah, I don't want any man who will be pregnant. Where will the seed come from? So when you go out, just know that you are not alone. There is a partnership that will be, but it is through you that life will be saved. Just imagine you pay for a while. Time will not permit me. I'd say there are plenty of scripture. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9, I thought it was Jesus that met Paul. Let's even read that. Acts of Apostles 9, let me show you. Where I said Jesus is the husband and he needs partnership. Even when the seed is available, he needs a woman. There is a need for a woman. Jesus cannot preach to any person. Even if he preaches, he will still lead the man to a person. Look at this in Acts of Apostles. No, start from verse 1 very quickly and then we'll come back here. He said, meanwhile, Saul was breathing out whatever against the disciples, and he went here. He said, and asked later for whatever, next verse, verse 3, because of time. He said, as he near Damascus, and when we are praying, I said, some of you are the Damascus you have to near. That his soul is unsavable until he comes close to you. As he near Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. Next verse, he fell to the ground, and had a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Next verse, he said, who are you, Lord? He asked, he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. He replied, this is Jesus. That is to tell you that Jesus came out. Jesus really came and said, ah, but what you have for me? He said, I'm fine. He said, I am now get up and go into the city. And you'll be told what you must do. I thought he was hearing Jesus and Jesus was hearing. Why didn't Jesus say he should lead him? Why didn't Jesus lead him through the prayer of a sinner? Even if Jesus prepared the heart of any man, he still needs a woman, a bride, to finish the work. Because Jesus is a man. He doesn't have a womb. His womb is in his bride. If you are not saving souls, you are not saving souls. You are reducing the population of heaven, guys. I cannot be barren spiritually. I give birth. I show up when there is need. Because there's a way that Jesus, like Paul, Jesus is meeting several Pauls in the Okeldo. And then you are to go there and do the work of Ananias. And say, hey, the Jesus you met on the road has sent me. Reproduce, reproduce. You have to understand the context of reproducing. Jesus cannot save any person. Physically. He needs his bride. Just no matter how I pray. Oh, wait. Okay, let me see this. No matter how I pray, I don't need a woman. I don't even have a woman. Physical. The womb, the design of God is that the womb is in the woman. And you, from what we saw, who is the bride of Christ? Who reproduces? You, because Jesus here was already showing us that Paul, over Pamike, he now said, what shall I do, Lord? God said, go to the city. You will be told what you do. Now, look at it. He said, now go to the city. You will be told. Thank you, please. Thank you. Go to that 17. He said, then Ananias went to the house. No. Look for when Ananias was making excuses. I think that's from verse 15. In Damascus, that was the hand, name Ananias. In a vision, he answered. Now, look at this. These are some of you are doing. He said, the Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on the straight street. Some of you on Okeodo Street. Okoba Street, Jalala Street, Ajanaku Street, Post Office Street. Go there is the word. Go. Jesus is not saying, I have prepared the heart of you. You don't get it. The heart of the people are prepared already. It's just for you to offer your womb. Jesus, that man that is looking as if he's an armed robber, did you know that Paul was worse? They were stoning a man, Paul bear witness. Jesus has shown light on many people that we refuse to play our part. It's a partnership. Hope you know that if Jesus has not appeared to this guy, Ananias will have been in fact, you won't even know him. He will have been in prison. Go with the consciousness that is a partnership. Jesus is dropping the seed. You are offering the womb. Because you are the bride of Christ. You are the bride of Christ. He said, go to the house and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. Next verse. Very quickly. He said in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hand on him. Some of you, they have seen you before you came. How many of you have ever seen a vision that you forgot and then all of a sudden, the vision was playing out? And you saw it. Let me tell you. No man can reject you. They can only reject the message. And even if they claim they reject the message, the vision will catch up because you have shown them how to be saved. Look at it. Ananias too was saying, on his way to next verse, look at what Ananias was now saying. He said, Lord, Ananias has had many reports. Oh, hey, Oluwa, by me. Ha, Okido. Ha, I won't kill the boys. He says, you kill the Joshua. Ha, Oluwa, one guy is here. I won't go. Because God can lead you to where your eyes will not lead you to. That those guys there, would you go? While you are there, they are breaking bottle on their head and eating it. We don't give back to the same child. You say, my pastor passed. I am not you. Do you know me and my wife were discussing sometimes, but I will say that no matter how many people have done and resurrected and wake up and done and recorded and go, all the children they are giving back to, God is not recycling faces. It's not recycled face. People's faces are always still different. No matter how close all of us are now, you can't give back to a child like a lion, my daughter. You give back to your own child. That is the peculiarity God gave you. There are traits inside of some of you that some of you are going to give back to people that are not normal. I want to fight go. Take me one, five go, you go, no, five, bye. In case you don't understand English, this is what I'm saying in Yoruba now. That the ego is far. And yet, you are the one that God has positioned to save them. Hope you know that we don't choose the kind of children we want to give back to. We only train the ones we give back to. That's become our responsibility. So I cannot go and say that anybody that saved me. No. You can't choose who will save you. You don't know. You cannot choose who will save you. It's God that distributes. So I can't just wake up now and say, me pastor. I didn't know that really. Even when I was coming today, I was like, I think I should save more so more than all the people that my own target should be saving more so more than all the people that I, and then I came to a balance that I cannot save a soul. It's just a partnership. No matter how you wish. Hope you know the number of children people will give back to is still regulated by God. Because some of you are sitting there as evangelists. You are looking for a platform. Your mouth is your platform. You better keep showing up. Because God work with the work that is working for him. He partner with the work that is working for him. So the slave woman is giving birth. And the free woman is still giving birth. He said, I've had reports about this man and all the harm he had done for people in Jerusalem. Next verse, very quickly, become my time. He said, and he has come here with authority from chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. Next verse. He said, but the Lord said to him, go! This man is my chosen instrument. What a privilege to partner with God. Hope you know, Ananias, in heaven now, he'll be rejoicing. Do you know how many letters? Leave every other thing he did. Do you know how many letters Paul wrote? That this guy was the one. Because I'm wondering, of all the believers in Damascus, why did God choose Ananias? Let me help you. Because hope you know, if Ananias, of course, he's not reading this with us. Maybe he's hearing from heaven. He will have thought that he was the only Christian. Hope you know if he refused to go. God had Amanas, Engonas, and Jeremiah that he will have sent. That he will have sent. So it's a privilege that there are other barren children and God is using your womb to give birth. So they say, come on, they say, come on, I say, you don't want to give birth. They say, I want my shape to be intact. I want my respect to be intact. Who respect him? Because why will you be a bride if you don't want to be the bride of the bridegroom? My wife is pregnant. Do you know the joy that comes when your wife is pregnant? The joy. Wait, let me even go further. When we had many miscarriages, finally, when we gave birth to our daughter, a lot changed. When we gave birth to the daughter, I first look at her. They come in to the whatever to come and see her. I look at her like this. I didn't even know whether to hug her with the blood that was still on her. Or whatever. I was just looking at her. I was just looking like this. And then, you know, there's this kind of joy that enter your heart. But you don't know how to express it. You are just still looking. But I knew that the day they carry me to that whatever and say, this is your child. Sometimes, self, including today, I was just looking at the lion running up and down, running up. I say, ah. So I give birth to that child. I used to be a child. Now, I have had the privilege to give birth to another life. So, anytime I see her, I'm like, hey. So, this is my daughter. Like now, in fact, I used to ask my wife, so this girl will be living with us. No, because there are some things that when you think, you're like, So, now, they now say, who is going to give this in marriage? And I will show up. I was not the one that carried the pregnancy. But the joy that comes with seeing a child that is giving birth knows no bound. In fact, my respect for my wife also multiplied. That's why you carry a human being inside your womb for 9 months. How much more of God? Because don't forget, physical things allow us to understand the spiritual. Did you know the kind of honor and joy God is feeling in heaven? That his wife, which is you, gave birth to another child. Gave birth to another child. I'm not barren.
I'm not barren.
I'm not barren.
I'm not barren.
I am the bride of Christ. Tell Pastor me to hunt those things we have. I think we were offering something the other time. We have some switch that was supposed to supply light. Be sure that the inverter is charging. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Is there anything? You've won it now. Yeah? Sorry. We know where we're coming. Can we minimize all this? Our standing and moving around. It's distracting. He said, I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and you will greatly increase your... Wait, what did God promise Abraham? What did God promise Abraham here? What did God promise Abraham? God said, I'm going to increase your number. But look at this. Where we now saw in Galatians is that he had two ways for his numbers to be increased. He had two women in his life. The slave woman and the free woman. So, no end of going back to this. Just recall my time. Just go back to where I am. He said, I'll confirm my covenant with you. And what will I do? I will greatly what? Now, look at what God now promised. Abraham fell downward and God said to him, this is what God said to him. He said, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of how many nations? Take note of this, please. Take note of this scripture. This one, because I want us to see it. You will be the father of how many nations? Next verse, very quickly. No longer will you be called Abraham. You will be called Abraham, for I have made you a father of how many nations again? Many nations. Next verse, what now? I will make you very... I will make nations of... And kings will come from... Is this possible... Is this possible, this life, now, I will make it very profound. Is this possible for Abraham to give birth to nations? Yeah? Is it possible, Abraham himself, to give birth to nations? It's not possible, Abby. But he had a covenant on him. There was a promise on his life. Now, let me go show you verse 15, because my time, 15 and 16, because my time, 15 and 16, let's fly. But before we go there, go back to verse 5 and 6 again. Go back to verse, he said, No, now I will make you what? Father of many nations. Next verse, very quickly. He said, I will make you fruitful. Are we not reading together? Where now? I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you. And kings will. So don't forget, make you very fruitful, nations of you, and kings will come from you. Do we remember that? That was the covenant God made with him. Now go to verse 15 very quickly. Please, what is now God 15? He said, God also said to Abraham, as for, you are no longer to call her. And there will be why? Next verse. Are we? And by? Are we? So that. Wait. So that we. Kings of. We. Abraham was holding the seed. The first person God blessed was who? Abraham. He was holding the seed. But the seed is injected into the woman. She is the one that can reproduce these nations that God promised him and the kings of people that God promised him. All the benefit that is in Christ will come to the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ will have to give birth. Because if God had promised Abraham all of that and Sarah refused to partner with it, that promise will still be hanging. There are souls that God wants to get saved that are going to be saved by your hands. The promises, and that is why I'm still going to mention, I'm still going to make emphasis later on discipleship. And as I say, next week, I'm going to talk on discipleship and kingdom lifestyle. All the things Christ promised believers is going to come by the hand of the bride. Because the covenant God made with Abraham, I will bless you, I will make you this, I will make you that, he needed a womb that will give birth to the child. And that womb was in his wife. Now, give me Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. You people are not doing anything with this thing that is doing pom 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 pom. Give me Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. Don't know of coming here now. He said, then the Lord God made a woman from what? He had taken out of what? And brought her to who? Now, please, who made, I did not say next verse, I said 22. Please, who made the woman? Where did he pick the woman from? Of the who? And he brought her to who? Now, this is what I say. The first woman was made from the rib of the man. The second woman was made from the blood of the man. Each man brought the woman from out of them. So that the woman, in turn, cannot start bringing forth children after the kind of the man.
Oh, God.
When, what is her name, gave birth, when Eve finally gave birth, she did not give birth to a rib. She gave birth to a child in the likeness of Adam. When Jesus also brought, when God now also brought the child, the woman, out of the blood of Christ, the church is not supposed to give birth to children after the likeness of the church. The church is supposed to give birth to children after the likeness of the man, Christ. That's where churches are getting interested. They give birth to the church, to people after their own likeness. So when the woman was brought out of the rib, the woman was no longer a rib, she was brought out of the man. But later on, the woman was now reproduced children after the likeness of the man. I don't know why they are still in this place. It's in, I think, Genesis 5, thereabout. He said, and what is her name conceived? And gave birth to children after his own likeness. After his own likeness. After his own likeness. But it was not the one reproducing children, it was the woman that was reproducing. He made him in his likeness. He made him. Who is this one? I said Adam. Adam gave birth to children after his likeness. I did not say God. Adam now began to give birth to children after his own likeness. Adam lay with her. Thank you. He said Adam lay with his wife Eve. And she became pregnant and gave birth to who? She said, with the help of the Lord, I have bring forth a man. What is this? Hey, I give about the man. What now happened? This is why I distracted my sermon. You can check that scripture. Where? It can be located that scripture. But later on, that was not even part of my notes. But I just thought to say that. That when man begin to give birth, when the woman begin to give birth, she was not giving birth to children after her likeness. She was giving birth to children after the likeness of the man. The first woman, for reproduction's sake, was for reproduction's, not only just reproduction, for fellowship and companionship, gave birth to children. The first woman was made from the rib of the man. The second woman, 5:8, okay, 5:3. Okay, 5:3. Thank you, man. He said, when Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own what? Likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth. Because men now begin to give birth. When Eve was giving birth, she was giving birth in the likeness of. When Sarah gave birth, she gave birth to the likeness of the covenant. The covenant was of many nations and kings. But when she was giving birth, she gave birth in the likeness of. If you check Isaiah chapter 51 verse 2. Isaiah 51 verse 2. He said, look unto Abraham your father and Sarah who begat thee. He said, I called him alone. And blessed him and increased. And he said, look, your father and Sarah, who gave you birth? Please, was it Abraham that gave them birth? But who is Abraham to them? Father, why is Sarah doing that? Sarah is the one that gave you birth. So anything God wants to do, he wants to have children. What he will do is that he's going to do it through his bride. Because we saw it, Jesus did not come down and save Peter, Paul. He sent his bride. It was a partnership. And there have been several partnerships that you now choose to be barren about. I mean, like me, yeah, I want to be barren. Not me. I can't be barren. I'm fruitful. I reproduce. Glory to God. Are we getting blessed or blessed? I say, are we getting blessed or blessed?
Now, let me show you. This is what I titled this. That's why I say you understand this now. How to solve infertility among Christians. How to solve infertility among Christians. I reproduce. Ah, Father, we thank you. Give me 1 Samuel chapter 1, from verse 1 to the end. And then, from verse 1 to 8. And then Genesis chapter 30, from verse 1 to 9. And then 19 and 20. And then 22 to 24. Very quickly, so I can wrap this up. Please, can we read this together? There was, from all of that, all of us remember now, Elkanah, son of something like that. Next verse. I want to show something. He had how many wives? Please, all of these that I've been checking have been 2 women, right? How many wives did he have? One was called what? And the other was called what? Penina had how many children? Penina had children, but what? That is what I'm saying. How to solve infertility among Christians. As far as reproduce is concerned, now that you are saved. Is that if you don't have shame, at least consider other children, other wives too, that are giving birth. There is no, and that is why I'm so happy that all of this, because even if for any reason, that is why I'm playing this role. I'm preaching to 2 women. Because in regards to us as Christians, so you are not the only bride. So if you are not the producer, you should be concerned. Look at this. He said, Penina had children, but Anna had none. Next verse, because of my time, very quickly. Year after year, this man went from this to worship and sacrifice at Shiloh, where Ophini and Phinehas, the 2 sons of Eli, were priests. Yes, next verse, very quickly. He said, when the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife, Penina, and to all her sons and daughters. Look at what now happened. He said, but to Anna, he gave a double portion. Now, actually, this a double portion is not a double portion like a double portion. If you read Living Bible, actually, either Living Bible or CEV, it gave us an hint into this. Yes, Living Bible. Yeah. Please look at this. He said, but although he loved Anna very much, he could give her only one present. Because nothing that somebody is not producing, they are giving double portion. No, that's not what that scripture is saying. It's not double portion. That is now, they are going to go and sacrifice. If they are sacrificing maybe a sheep, you know how the law works now. He's giving every person the sheep they go and sacrifice. If she's holding 2, the second one is for who? Are we on the same page? So he's saying that he could not. Because see, there are some allocations. That's why I say God will go to partner with you because you step out. There are some allocations that will not come your direction. Because who do you want to train? That supply is for what? The supply everyone is giving you is for what? Is to what end? So he said he could not. He could only give her one present. For the Lord has seed our womb. Now, this is another place where you need to be careful. Today is not the day for that. For this, the Lord has sealed our womb. If you check throughout the Bible used this instance for Sarah. This same word though, for Sarah. Use it for Rachel. Use it for Rebecca. Use it for Elizabeth. The Lord said that one. But today is not the day where I want to show you what this means in context. The Lord does not go and tie people's womb. The word here actually, well, let me just even talk about it. It's just like that thing that my wife was talking about when she was making reference to it was tied down, that coat that was tied down. He said it appeared like it was tied down, but it appeared like it was restricted, but it was actually what? Preserved. That word seal her womb does not mean that the Lord is preventing her from having children. It just means that the Lord needs that womb. Are we on the same page? Because all the people that were barren in quotes in the Bible, check the lineage check all the children they gave birth to. You will know that the Lord did not seal the womb. The Lord only preserved the womb. Take for instance now. Let's go back to Sarah. The Lord sealed her womb? No. The Lord preserved her womb. She gave birth to the son of the promise, which was Isaac. Rebecca, the Lord sealed her womb? No. The Lord preserved her womb until she was able to understand the importance of patience and waiting on the Lord. Because when the children were jostling inside her womb, by prophecy, she knew that they have to defy the normal. Because naturally in Israel, it's only the first child, the firstborn, that is always supposed to take the double portion of what the father has. Are we on the same page? So while she had learned to wait upon God, she even went to harass her husband and said, do something about me, give me children. Then Isaac went to pray on behalf of the Lord for her. And then the Bible says she conceived. When she now conceived, the children were now fighting inside her womb. She now went again and confirmed of the Lord. Even though she would have thought that the children were just playing around in her stomach. They were just, then the Lord now said to her, he said, there are two nations in your womb. And that is why I'm saying that every person has seated here now, you are not going to give birth to ordinary people in the realm of the spirit. Every person you give birth to is a nation. They are kings. So what a privilege. Even me, I can see my daughter running around the house. I'm feeling the joy of a father. What a privilege it will be for you to be a spiritual mother. Who Jesus is the father. You give birth to a nation. Because I can Jesus father a vagabond. Jesus is the father. You are the mother there. So the Bible is not saying, take for instance Rachel, for example. Rachel too, her womb was sealed. But her womb was not sealed so that she would not produce a child. Her womb was sealed to fulfill prophecy of Joseph. She gave birth to Joseph. Then Manoah, what is his name? That her womb was also sealed. Manoah's wife. She gave birth to Samson, a deliverer. Then Elizabeth gave her to John the Baptist. So every womb that appeared sealed was not sealed, was preserved. Anna gave her to Samuel. So it's not as if God is now wickeding people. He's not saying God chose the womb to open, the womb not to open. Are we on the same page? Are we still on the same page? It's just like the person that saved their donkey. Hope you know the person did not save one person. No, the person did not save one person. No. The person that saved Billy Graham. The person did not save one person. In fact, maybe the person saved one soul. And occasionally, actually, it used to appear like that. That those people save just one soul in a long time. Just one that will not be normal. Just like Ananias got Paul saved. Paul did not live a normal life. That guy was not normal. So that you don't have to be walking up and down and say, and then open up. That all the people that appear like their womb were sealed, they were showing up in the other room, expected to be pregnant. That is, you can be going out and be planting the seed, throwing in the net. You know, I think that to say, me, my womb has been sealed. Me, that's one soul I'll save now and throw it, whatever. No, you go out and throw the net. Say, I'm going out to throw the net. Next verse, because of my time, very quickly. Kept provoking. He said, and because the Lord had closed our womb. Now, that's why I don't want, because I don't want you to really end in a negative light. Like God is closing womb. That's why I need to explain that. Because it was supposed to be part of my expansion. Because now you are really not thinking that God is closing people's womb. No. He said, our rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. Next verse, very quickly. He said, this went on year after year. Whenever Anna went up to the house of the Lord, our rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Next verse before my time. Elkanah, our wife, said to her, Anna, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Wait. Some of you have never saved any soul, and this is not your state. And that's why I'm saying that if you don't have shame, if you are married, because if you are thinking that you are the only one that ever married, that's where the issue. If you don't have shame, people are saving seven souls, and you are still eating ever, Oje. We say we are doing 300, whatever. You have not saved one soul, and you are normal.
No, it's not correct. Because every woman, the expectation of every woman is that they should be able to become pregnant and give birth. That if for any reason they are not pregnant, it should be their choice. So she was weeping. Because listen to me, some of the things that make you happy is a feedback that you are a wicked person. You are not reproducing, you are not giving birth to any child. You are not going out and you are normal. You are seeing sinners dying. You are normal. Something is not correct. She was weeping. He said, why are you down at it? She was down at it that he would not say so. If what breaks the heart of God is not breaking yours, then we should know which God you are having. If what makes the heart of God happy is what is saddening your own heart, there is issue. He said, why don't I mean more than 10 sons to you? He said, it's not about 10 sons. Next verse. He said, once they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Anna stood up. Now, Eli, whatever. Next verse, very quickly. He said, in bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. Please, this thing she's doing is so that she can do what? She can give birth. You are also the bride of Christ. Every other person is giving birth to sons and daughters, except you. And that thing is not affecting your mind. Let me show you Genesis. As I bring my TV to a clue. Genesis. But are we getting blessed or blessed? Give me verse 9. Okay, let's start from verse 1. No, go back. He said when Sarah saw that she was not what? Bearing Jacob any children, she became. This is where jealousy, only jealousy is permitted. That people are giving, these are sisters. Oh. Then she now discovered that my own sister is giving, but I am not. How are you even normal? How are you doing it? Others are saving souls, and you are also Christian. Others are going out to save souls, and you have not saved a soul. It's not normal now. Every woman that is seeing another woman give birth desires to also give birth. You are a bride of Christ. You are not giving birth to one soul, and you are still normal. Who's in law? It is what she said to Jacob, give me children or I will die. That was her state. I want to give birth soon. Spiritually, my womb is available, Lord. I want to give birth. Because the woman is the one that will give birth to children after the likeness of the man. My womb is available. I don't know about you. Give me children, I will die. Next verse, very quickly. He said, Jacob became angry with her and said, am I in the place of God? Who has kept you? See now. Who has kept you for having children? That's what she claimed. He claimed. Next verse, become matter. He said, then she said, here is be that my servant. Sleep with her so that she can bear children for me. And that through her, I can also build a family. This sentence is actually what's going to lead me to the types of evangelism that exist. She noticed that she was not able to give birth to children, but she did not want to be childless. So she also partnered with another woman to give birth to children. Partner with another woman that is ass. Because that was her maid. That was ass. What in your capacity, if you have not been going out, what in your capacity has been reproducing? You are just normal. You are sitting here eating and messing. We are the bride of Christ. You are the first online singing the song. The bride, what did they do? Did they take bribe? Bride, naturally, should be the one to reproduce, reprocreate. Next verse. He says, so she gave her a son and he slept with her. That guy was sharp quickly and she became pregnant. I'm boring his son. Next verse. He said, the richer said, good. God has vindicated me. He vindicated me. He has listened to my plea and given me a son. Who gave birth, please? Was it Rachel? It's not Bihar. She said, give me a son. Because of this, she named him down. Next verse, we call my time. He said, Rachel's servant conceived again. And bought Jacob the second son. Next verse. He said, then he said, now my struggle with my sister. Uh-huh. He said, "I saw myself, I have one." So she named him Natalie. Next verse. He said, "When Leah saw," this is the kind of competition that is a healthy competition that is allowed. When Leah, does this, other people are saving so you are not sorry. If you are not sorry anything, in quote, she should hope you know at this point, she had given birth to 5 children. Then the Bible says, when Leah saw that she had stopped having children, she took her maid servant to perspire to inspire. Zipper and gave him to Jacob and his wife. Look at what happened next. He said, Leah's servant brought Jacob his son. Next verse. Then Leah said, "What good fortune." So she named him that. So what is happening is that between sisters is procreation, reproducing, that is their concern. The conversation we used to have, I don't know what you are having as conversation. I mean, and maybe it's how much you have in your account that people are conversing. Because when we got saved, then it's how many people we are saving that we are always talking about. He said, do you know I made friends? I was in one center the other day. Five souls. Five souls. I will go to the market tomorrow. I will save under 5 souls. I will save and do, that is how we are challenging ourselves, not in terms of competition. Challenging ourselves, getting so saved. There is no form of evangelism I've not done. I have recharged my phone before and sent message to random numbers. That time will knock you out that I typed it. And since when I know it's a self 11 digit that is number, I will send message to people. 500, whatever. I just send message, you are safe. God love you. Some of them should send message back and say thank you. I've entered bus before where I said, "Father, we thank you for this, whatever we'll preach." And then I've done one before. That was the funniest. Money cry. I said, share that story before. We used to do it when my mom was not around. Then we traveled back to Bashta. I used to do it in Lorin. That time we'll do 40 days. Prayer and fasting, sango, we'll go, we'll walk, we'll sing song. You understand? And after that, we'll start preaching to people. Then we believe that they will give their life to Christ. Then I now inspire to perspire. I around 5 a.m., I just woke up. I don't know that my parents were hearing me. I've done the song. Then it's time for me to lead people to Christ. I think my mom just woke up around that 5. And then she went to check the room where I was supposed to be. I was not there. Then she said, "Is that not my son?" Then she thought village people have gotten her finally. That's how my mom opened door and came out and stood close to me as the assistant evangelist. Then I said, "I've never even finished my son and saying, Jesus' name, I will pray, amen." She just carried my hand and took me inside that God have heard us. Why? Because I was trying to preach. My mother was convinced that her son, they will not get my son finally. Why? Because they were wondering, why is he shouting? Why is he telling people to be saved outside? That was not normal to her. Because there are legitimate mediums through which if your womb is not producing yet, you can get other wombs to do so. And do you know what they said? God took away from them. Give me verse 19. Very quickly. He said, "Leah conceived again. And bore Jacob a sixth son." Look at what she said. Leah said, "God has presented me with precious gifts. This time my husband will treat me what? What honor will your husband treat you with when you are not reproducing?" He said, "My husband will treat me with honor this time because I have borne him 6 sons. Give me verse 22 for us to see what happened to Rachel too. He said, "Then God remembered Rachel. He listened to her and opened her womb." Next verse, look at what happened. He said, "She became pregnant and gave birth to a son and called her and said, 'God has taken away my disgrace.'" Somebody gave birth and said it was an honor. Somebody did not give birth and say it was a disgrace. How are you feeling now that you have not saved any soul? You are not feeling a sense of disgrace that your womb has not produced. There's issue. Your spiritual womb. Because there's an honor that comes with giving birth. It happened in Luke chapter 1. The Bible showed us Elizabeth. He said, and people will rejoice because of her. People came to rejoice because of her. I'm not barren. Tell yourself, say, "I'm not spiritually barren." Father, we thank you. That being said, on Saturday,
This Saturday, we'll be going out again.
Good news.
We are going to give your womb an opportunity to conceive. God is the father, right? Jesus is the husband. We are the bride. So what do bride do? What are those that conceive again? The bride. Is the bride that conceive? Is the bride that give birth? The Bible says, look unto Abraham your father and Sarah who gave you birth. I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. I am called. My womb produces. Why all eggs are bad? I always don't want to end this kind of teaching without giving somebody an opportunity to receive the life of Christ or to rededicate his life. You are here in this auditorium. You are not saved. You are not born again. You don't even have the life of Christ. You don't even know what we are talking about. Or you want to rededicate your life to this same Jesus. As all heads bow, I want you to raise your hand. I want you to raise your hand. You want to receive the life of Christ afresh? Or you want to rededicate your life to him? I want to give you this opportunity. I'm throwing the net now. Just raise your hand and I will see you from where I am. Now, how you will know you are the one I'm talking to is that something is telling you not to raise your hand. Another one is telling you to do so. That means that there are two things fighting inside of you. It's a feedback that you're the one I'm talking to. So I want to give you that opportunity to raise your hand. You want to receive the life of Christ or you want to rededicate your life to him. Win that battle, friends. Win that battle, sir. Win that battle, man. Just raise your hand to heaven very quickly if there's any of such. Raise your hand to heaven and I will lead you to the salvation prayer again. I will lead you through the salvation prayer again. I will lead you through the salvation prayer again. As all head are bowed, anyone like that. That is the first of my call. I want to give you a few more seconds to make that decision. You are about to receive the life of Christ. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. I want you to raise your hands to heaven. Raise your hands to heaven. I'm waiting for you, brother. I'm waiting for you, sister. Especially if there's something fighting inside of you. One is saying you are the one. Another is saying don't answer. Win that battle. Win that battle. Win that battle. And any second set of people I want to call. As I was preaching this message, you know it was resonating very well with you. You have not saved any soul before. You have not. Or you have been saving souls before and you just don't feel like saving souls again. Or your womb seems, your spiritual womb seems closed. For such people, I won't want you to raise your hand. I want you to stand so I can pray with you. You know this resonated very well with you. You have not saved any soul before. Or you have been saving souls before and now the energy has dropped. And you want energy to be reinfused back into you. Please, if you are in that category, please stand. Let me pray with you. If you are in that category, please stand. Let me pray with you. Win the battle. Win the battle. Your spiritual womb is about to be reactivated again. You are about to give people opportunity to receive the life of Christ again. God is about to use your womb, your spiritual womb again, to bring people to him. I want to believe you are hearing me. You have not been saving souls since you got saved. Or you have been saving souls before and the energy has dropped. Let me give you the opportunity to reinstate yourself back to position. For you to offer your spiritual womb to heaven
to get you saved again. For you to begin to get so saved. For your energy to be reignited again. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. All right, this is what I want us to do. I want you to pray ahead already for the souls we have saved, that they are going to be established in the name of Jesus. None of them will go back to their vomit. I'm not saying you should say amen. I say pray. Pray in the name of Jesus. The Father, all that we have saved and all that we will continue to save, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, none will go back to their vomit. They will come back in their numbers to be discipled. They will be rooted and built and strengthened. Their desires are taught. In the name of Jesus. And pray for yourself also that, Father, my womb is available this evangelism month. This evangelism season, my womb is available. My womb is available. My spiritual womb is available. Like you sent Ananias, I want to be sent, O Lord, to bring the massive harvest. I will come back with harvest of souls. I'm putting the sequel to it to bring men to Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name I will pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Beckadim's Tanke Okiodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.